This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story, we're talking tariffs. Senator Dick Durbin talking with local businesses on Chicago's north side about something a lot of us are talking about and thinking about, the effect of President Trump's tariffs. Here's WBBM's Mallory Verbrugger.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin spoke at a local brewery in Chicago's North Center neighborhood about how President Trump's tariff plan could hurt Illinois.
If our major trading partners, Canada and Mexico and China, have a tax imposed on things that they send, it's going to hurt jobs in Illinois. It's going to hurt businesses in Illinois.
Jeremiah Zimmer is the co-founder of the brewing company Hot Butcher for the World and says the industry is nervous.
You know, everybody kind of wants to know, like, hey, if your beer gets more expensive, how much more expensive is it going to be? And it's like, I don't know.
Scott Weiner, owner of 50-50 Restaurant Group and chair of the Illinois Restaurant Association Board, says costs will trickle down.
If we have to continue raising prices on guacamole, tomato salads, whatever it might be, it just makes it less and less affordable.
The president has paused the tariffs on Mexico and Canada for a month. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker calls the Trump administration's lawsuit against the city, county, and state over immigration a distraction.
Speaking on Chicago's West Side, Governor Pritzker said the Department of Justice gave no warning that it was suing over sanctuary rules to keep local police from participating in deportation raids. And of course, this will be fought in the courts.
This administration is opaque, not transparent at all. They apparently are going after things that are, again, distracting from the big question, right? Which is, are they taking away Medicaid from people all across the state of Illinois? 1 million people are going to lose medical care because of what they're threatening to do.
And the governor suggests the Trump administration wants to freeze money for programs like Meals on Wheels for seniors. They're doing something unlawful, the governor says. Unlike them, Illinois follows the law. In the loop, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meantime, the Illinois Republican Party is urging the governor to cooperate with the Trump administration.
Illinois Republican Party Chair Kathy Salvey says Governor Pritzker's stance on immigration amounts to political grandstanding.
He is gaslighting the Illinois electorate, the families and citizens who live here peacefully, and making this a political, turning this very serious issue into a political carnival, I believe, for his own future presidential run.
To fix that, Salvey says,
get it out of the way, Governor Pritzker, and work with this administration, because the will of the people of this country, by popular acclamation, have elected Donald J. Trump to fix America and to fix Illinois.
Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is reportedly in line to be U.S. Ambassador to Serbia. He served 8 years in prison on corruption charges. Blagojevich, whose sentence was commuted by Trump in 2020, is also a former Democratic member of Congress. He was the co-chair of the group Serbians for Trump during the 2024 presidential campaign and has been a staunch supporter of the president. Chicago Public Schools and two unions remain at odds.
The Service Employees International Union State Council passed a resolution that says the union is under attack by the Chicago Teachers Union. The SEIU says the CTU is proposing contract language that would take jobs away from its members. SEIU Local 73 represents special education classroom assistants, among others. These are two unions that typically work together. The Tribune reports it's a significant escalation in a major conflict. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Legalized betting has been a winner in Illinois for governments last year.
The Illinois Gaming Board says state and local governments took in more than $1.7 billion in tax money from legal gambling operations last year. That included 16 licensed casinos, about 8,700 video gaming terminals, and 14 sportsbook operations. The state got the bulk of the taxes, more than $1,400,000,000. Local governments shared about $270 million. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago man sentenced to 15 years in prison for soliciting a minor for sex and lying to the FBI about social media postings supportive of ISIS. Hardy Lee Browner pled guilty in 2023. Browner was alleged that he used various accounts on the social media site formerly known as Twitter to communicate with people associated with ISIS, including a media arm of the terrorist group. It's been 22 years, but Illinois State Police are still trying to determine who is the woman they found dead near the Skokie Lagoon in the northern suburbs.
Special Agent Andreas Arias describes the woman they're looking to identify.
Approximately 5'2", in the area of 130, 140 pounds. We can say that her hair is shoulder length, dark in color.
The medical examiner believes the woman's body was in the Skokie River for about a week before someone found it south of Willow Road near the border of Northfield and Winnetka. Arias says that was back on July 12th of 2003.
We will not shut these cases or close these cases or destroy evidence until we're able to some sort of resolution.
The victim was wearing a scorpion ring on her right hand and partially clothed in black biking shorts. Investigators have not determined her cause of death. If you have any information, contact state police anonymously, or you can share your name. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Jurors continue deliberating in the corruption case of former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan. It's the eighth day of deliberations. Jurors were sent out on January 29th and have so far deliberated for 44 hours in what is now a four-month trial. Madigan and his co-defendant Michael McLean face racketeering indictments and bribery. If the jury doesn't reach a verdict today, they will resume talks on Monday. Well, visitors to this year's Chicago Auto Show will see a return of one of the event's most popular attractions.
Our 20th year anniversary.
Sergio Armenta is the track supervisor for Camp Jeep inside the Stellantis exhibit. After sitting out last year, the company's brought back the experience. It's designed to show visitors what the company's four-wheel drive vehicles can do. Armenta says Camp Jeep now includes an elevated portion that riders walk under as they prepare to sign up.
It's new for Chicago, this discipline. You can actually see the driveline of all the Jeeps as they're crossing over.
But the highlight is the 40-degree vertical climb up what Armenta calls the Mobile Mountain, giving passengers a view of the show from 30 feet up.
It gives us the opportunity to show consumers what the dealerships can.
Camp Jeep is one of several ride and drive experiences inside McCormick Place, including the Bronco Built Wild track at Ford. The Chicago Auto Show runs through February 17th. Cisco Cotto, News Radio 105.9 WB.
Time for sports now, and here's 670 The Score's Mark Grody.
Happy Friday, Lisa.
Happy Friday, Mark.
Uh-huh. And guess what? That means that in 2 days, it will be Sunday by my
That's
man.
Right. And what's happening Sunday?
That would be the Super Bowl.
All right.
Between Philadelphia and Kansas City.
It's final. This is it. So it's the biggest stage, and yeah, you definitely feel it leading up to it.
We could just do this whole update together. That is Eagles defensive end Josh Sweat, who will be hunting for Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs game time is 5:30 on Sunday. The Blackhawks are tonight as they host Nashville, aiming to put out what is a three-game losing streak. The Bulls host Golden State tomorrow, and despite the Bulls having traded their star, their leading scorer, Zach LaVine, at the beginning of this week,
VP Arturis Karnišovas will not throw in the towel on this season, suggesting the play-in or playoffs are still possible, which sounds good to Coach Billy Donovan.
I want to win. I am competitive, and I want us to win, and the goal since I've been here has been to try to win a championship. With that being said, now there's a pivot. To me, what I want to see is what direction are we heading and how are we going to get there and what are we going to do? We're not going to get results if we don't become a good team and there's not relationships and we're not sacrificing and playing for one another. And that's the challenge.
The Bulls did not trade Nikola Vucevic, and not only did not trade Lonzo Ball, they extended him. So Donovan won't have much immediate tinkering to do. More changes are coming this summer, though. Covering the Bulls, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Bulls' current record reads 22-30. And amongst all the big NFL awards being handed out yesterday, like Josh Allen getting MVP, Jaden Daniels, Rookie of the Year, there is also an award that goes to the Assistant Coach of the Year, and that was handed to one Ben Johnson, the Bears' new head coach, for his work as the Lions' offensive coordinator. And coming up at 3:46, Lisa Fielding's prediction on the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
Be ready. I gave you time. You're lucky.
I'm not really interested in it.
What? Well, that's not a good preview. Never mind. Lisa will not be predicting.
I know. It's okay. She'll work on it. This year, I don't know. You know, we'll see.
With sports at 16-46, I'm gone. I'm the Score's Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, it's been an especially intense flu season here in Chicago and around the country.
One measure shows this is the most intense flu season in 15 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the percentage of doctor's office visits driven by flu-like symptoms last week was higher than the peak of any flu season since the winter of 2009-10. The CDC estimates there have been at least 24 million flu illnesses and 13,000 deaths. 43 states reported high or very high flu activity last week. In some states, the flu has forced some schools to close. It was most intense in the South, Southwest, and Western states. I'm Mike Hempen.
Governor Pritzker using the Trump administration declaration changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico as a way to poke fun at the president. In a sarcastic video posted on X, the governor says he has issued an order renaming Lake Michigan.
A great lake deserves to be named after a great state. So today, I'm issuing a proclamation declaring that hereinafter, Lake Michigan shall be known as Lake, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Well, the governor also joked that he has forwarded the proclamation to Google. There's been no response from the president or the other Great Lakes governors.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.